pause this film for thought. You give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think
of
about.
Rampage also previously worked with The Rock when he did the San Andreas sort of earthquake movie a couple years ago. So he's back in Rampage. That's Brad Peyton. Rampage is, if you can imagine, an action film based on an 80s video game where really the goal of the game was just to climb up buildings and punch them and eat people as a huge gorilla or a wolf or an alligator. That was the whole game. What made it an extremely important game in the history of video games is that it was a three-person cooperative game, so you actually joined forces with a giant wolf, giant alligator, giant monkey to jump around together, punching helicopters, punching buildings, and eating people with the goal to knock buildings down. And you could punch each other, which always was what always ended up happening. And then people, it was really funny. But in terms of when it came out in the early 80s, there just weren't a lot of cooperative video games. Rampage and Gauntlet were the two that for the first time saw gamers able to play at the same time that weren't sports games. So that's the cream de fame of Rampage, and that's why it sort of is near and dear. Coming along the heels of Jumanji, it appears that The Rock has been targeting sort of the family-friendly genre for a little while. He's been doing the Kevin Hart movies, and this has kind of been his niche, a little departure from San Andreas. And I think if Rampage suffers, it's that it doesn't quite find the balance between being sort of a kid's movie aimed at that sort of age group that would be have been playing the video games, or the 8 to 12-year-old set, and the adults who would have found that the nostalgic sort of retro effect of having that video game turned into a movie. And then as a standalone sort of action movie, it sort of doesn't quite check off enough boxes, because the storyline itself is a little tough to envision these sort of three animals being made huge and battling. It just is confined to having to have three giant animals, and I think there's only so many plots that you can come up with that are super compelling if they need to include a giant alligator, a giant wolf, and a giant gorilla. And I'm sure that they read a bunch of scripts that involved those three animals, and this was the best one they had. And it's serviceable and enjoyable. You can sort of watch it while you're doing something else. And if you sort of end up reading a couple articles on your iPad during the film, you won't have missed much.